Are you sure we're ready? All right. Town of Brule committee meetings for June 6, 2011. Come to order, please turn off for silence electronic devices. Mr. Olin is not here, so who's next? O-P-U-R-S.
Alphabell.
Kershaw.
Kershaw, that's the Eagle last time, man. Anyway, Kershaw.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Booth, here. Councilmember Abear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Present.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Okay, minutes of the meeting of May 9th are in your package. If there's any changes or corrections, let us know. We'll make them by next meeting. Committee reports, public works. I really don't have anything public works except to say that we have turned it over, the West Live Oak generator situation. We've turned it over to our attorney to begin communications with the vendor. I'd rather not say anything else, it's a legal thing, and, you know, we'll let that stand.
Joe.
Yes.
Public Works, your asphalt overlay.
Yeah.
Just to keep them informed, if you try to do it, to take bids in August, we'll have to advertise early in July. So just to keep you on track, to let you know that's what our plan was, to have it here for you at the end of next month.
Well, if it gets approved next Monday, if the budget gets approved, then I'm going to send you an email and say, go for it, whenever you can.
We're going anyway.
The requirements are and all this stuff, the advertising requirements.
Got it.
Okay, I don't have anything else. Does anybody have any public works? Planning, top three derelict buildings. In your package, you have a listing of them. Very briefly, 143 East Main is the Keith property. Somebody was served with the letter that included the inspection report very recently, May, June 1st or something like that. So we'll see if they appeal it or don't appeal it or whatever, and we'll just go one step at a time on that. Not much to say other than that.
How long do you get to appeal on those?
10 days, I think, something like that. See, it's 7 or 10. You have time when you get back, but I think it's 10. But, you know, we probably won't make it for next meeting, but we'll see. We can ask Tom. The next one is 243 St. Luke. If you remember, I told you last time, he said he'd get back with me in mid-June, so we'll see how he's doing then. I'm not too confident there. 521 Gwen, the people wrote me a letter, an email actually, and said that they were working on it, and that they would get back with me in June. They might even be finished by then, so I'll go ahead and pick with them on it. Of the ones that are in progress, 408 Gwen, Ms. Martin and Ms. Veals came to see me. They actually they got their stuff through court, so they're now the full owners of it. They're going to fix the place up. They have an issue with the neighbor as far as encroachment, but that doesn't really have anything to do with the town, so I'll be keeping them. They're moving along, and I'm willing to work with them as long as they're moving forward, and I think they are. 3658 Live Oak, the roof is on, and I've heard nail guns and noise and tapping and all that this weekend, so I think Jim is actually working on the house, and that's a good thing. One that's not on here is 1138 West Main, which is the Woods house. Victor, I've called him several times. He called me back the other day, and he left a message that they would be doing something with the house in 2 weeks. They would have a decision. It's a family thing where he's not calling the shots, so he's going to get back with, or he's going to get something going in 2 weeks, and I'm willing to wait on that one too. And that's all I have. That's six of them, so they're all kind of some state of flux right now, which only one of them I really don't believe is doing anything. The rest of them I think are moving forward. Even though it's moving slowly, they move forward. Any questions or comments?
Well, then we may have to go back and check that house one way at a time. We thought that we thought our employees would come by.
Yes.
They're not going by. They're not doing anything about that.
Yeah.
I forget the name.
That's 521 Gwynn. That's 521 Gwynn.
You sure?
Not sure, but I'm pretty sure. It's either five.
I will ride.
Yeah, it's 521.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. You asked me that when I'm in front of my computer, I can look at the picture and see what it's labeled.
I'm coming to one with paint trim.
I was gonna ask.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Okay.
All right, any other questions? Discuss reappointment of Gary Sonnet to planning and zoning. I'm gonna recommend him. He's been doing a good job for us, and he took up a partial term with somebody else. He's only been there like a year or two, so, yeah.
He's gotta do a full term.
I have not discussed, per the Norman policy, I have not discussed it with him, and I don't plan to, because I don't want him to have a chance.
Does he come as early to the meetings as he does to school?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I think Kevin Hall's still alive. We wanna keep him on that long as we can.
All right.
He's there, so that's...
And also, I'm gonna recommend the appointment of Jeff Travassos to planning and zoning. I included threats and everything else I could to get Don Niesel to do it, but he wouldn't do it, so I told him if his family got a traffic ticket or anything, rezoning...
With citizen planning.
Down his table.
You get more with money than you do with...
Yeah, I know, well, I tried holding for him, but that didn't work.
Did you go to citizen planning?
So he told me he's really retired. I said, man, I can't believe you do that.
Waiting for his passport when I saw that on his...
Anyway, but Jeff is gung-ho about it, and I think he'll do us a good job, so that's what I'm gonna recommend. He wants to do it. Any comments or questions? Okay, Finance Committee, review the May bills that are in your package.
Yeah, they got one, it's the first one on maintenance, it's like the fifth one, is it, that's the same one, or...
First one on maintenance is, those are AEDs. What happened was, the ladies went to a convention of some, clerk's convention, and, one of the things that was recommended was that we have those things in the town hall, so...
That means it's two of them?
Yes, two of them, one for the maintenance barn.
I saw two identical, they're the same amount, I don't know if it's type...
One's mounted out here, and considering the age and the health and the heat conditions and everything, I told Wayne I wanted one in there too.
Okay.
In the maintenance barn.
We're gonna have it in the main lobby this year, we have a case there.
Yeah.
Because, Kenny is setting up a spreadsheet, and we're checking on...
Just wanna make sure we repeat.
No, it's two different machines.
So this is the price for one?
Yes. And we had extra money in the maintenance budget, so we went ahead and bought it rather than put it in the budget for this year. In fact, I think it might be there, but I don't know if we had it in there. Anyway, we just bought it because we've had a good year in maintenance. Anybody else?
I wanted to ask, on the admin page, I see where we do the retirement employer town and retirement employee town for administrative people, but then it says retirement employer police, retiree.
Man and Gail, because of their age, that they're not meeting the requirement, they have to be ours.
So even though they're in our police department, we're showing them on the admin.
Right, we pull it in their department, that's what...
So they're in MERS. Not MERS. This, thought that was weird.
Anybody else? It makes it so much better when you send them out ahead of time.
Yeah.
And they're sorted by dollar amount.
Oh, yes, very good.
Way to do it. Next item, ordinance unknown, budget appropriations for the town. The only thing that I know of, I think is the only thing, is Fish was just commenting on how the LMA meeting is in Shreveport, and they sent me a letter the other day and said that they want me to be on a committee over there, so I may have to drive over there and back. In fact, I'm gonna try to get out of it, but if I can't, I may have to drive over there and back, and it's Friday afternoon, so I'm gonna have to spend the night. But I think we ought to have enough money in the training and all, so we don't need to make a dollar amount. I just wanna make, it's not listed as one of the items on the worksheet, so I may have to go to that, but I'm not staying for the convention. I'm going as a participant only. in the committee. So, but that's all, as far as I know, and I hadn't really looked at it since we gave it to y'all, so y'all have any questions or comments or concerns or anything? You did bring the workbook, I mean, the budget book. Okay, good. Without that, I don't know what it says. Yes, sir.
You said you hadn't really looked at what?
Since I gave y'all the budget, I hadn't really sat down and studied. You know, I mean, I hadn't gone through the worksheets again and all that stuff. You know, in case y'all have any questions, I'll have to look them up if I don't know the answer. Anybody?
So with, like, the West Side Journal.
I'm gonna go last.
We just have to.
All right, go ahead.
With this West Side Journal, where we have to pay all our fees, well, whatever we do there, we just kind of have to estimate what we can spend on.
Okay, now where you at now, admin? Admin expenses?
Yeah, legal, publication, association fees.
Right.
Those are $10,000, we had $15,000.
We had $15,000 because part of that $15,000 was the, was that one time publishing the P&D thing. It threw us out of whack for 1 year. So we're going back to the original amount. We budget adjusted to make it $15,000 up. You know, we had, I think, $4,000 or whatever we added. So we expect this year to go back to be a normal. Yeah, it was one big part.
That's on the dues, on the administrative?
No, we're talking about legal and publishing fees.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, looks like your turn.
Okay. Your comment about the sales tax, can you go over that and kind of tell them what we did the other day at the meeting, at the parish meeting?
Yeah, the parish, that was in my mayor's report, but I've heard it now. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. The parish yesterday, this past meeting, made it official that the census numbers will be reflected on the sales tax that we get from now on, all right? Before this even happened, I got Melanie, who is the tax lady, to do a computation. I sent it to the council members where she figured out, using the 2000 census numbers, how much we got in sales tax for each month this past year. And if we were using the new census numbers, how much we would have gotten this past year. And if you do the math, it comes out to, I don't know, exact 12,500 or something. But anyway, that's why we're budgeting, instead of 960, we're budgeting 1,110,000 this coming year. It is a guess. It has a lot of variables, you know, like how much people actually spend and things like that. But based on the past year and the budget, this year is really right on the money as far as the sales tax is going. It's tracking right on. So if you just add the extra money we get from the census, that's how much we get. That's what I think. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't want anybody to think that that's because we think sales tax is going to go up in volume. It's going up because our percentage is larger. And that's effective, they said, with the July disbursement.
That's correct. And so July 1st check is going to reflect June's sales,
right.
But it will be reflected in this budget. So, I guess.
Okay. I wanted to also ask you on that first page about the reimbursements. It looks like our SRO for the high school and the middle school, we're projecting $65,000 this year, and we're going to $52,000.
Explain that, Debbie.
It's because we're not paying health insurance and retirement for one of our SRO officers, the one for the middle school tray. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
So we're basically paying less, so we're going to get reimbursed.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to ask the chief about the police supplies. You're cutting that $10,000.
Yes.
Okay.
From last year's
budget.
Right.
And actual, what we think is going to happen. You're projecting $10,000 less for the next year.
Correct.
Can you tell me what you're thinking?
I'm thinking that over the past 7 years, we, you know, we've been really, y'all have been really gracious, and we have come a long way with our technology, and it's really a lot of things we don't need right now. Don't have to have.
So you're pulling back on some things that you, I'm gonna call it discretionary spending, maybe?
There's always discretionary things, but we've come light years away. We've got the electronic ticket book. We put a lot of software programs in place. I just feel like we're where we need to be.
You don't need new computers, replacement?
Our computers are good. I have a little money budgeted for some computers and some computer upgrades. But other than that, I think we're gonna be fine.
Okay, so you, I know that's your number, but you're, you're good with that number?
Correct.
Okay.
We have a lot of those smaller HP printers that go through tons of ink. I don't know the dollar amount on ink we've spent. But I have budgeted to buy one central printer, kind of like the girls have up front, so they don't ever have to change the ink anymore.
More efficient.
A lot more efficient, yeah. And hopefully that'll kind of...
Okay. I wanted to ask you, Chief, also, too, on your capital purchases. We have a unit, a police unit in here. I want to ask you about the fleet, the current fleet that you have right now.
Okay.
Give me some ideas on the ages,
yes,
approximate mileage, maybe.
We have, I know we have two 2006s, one 2007, and one 2008 Ford Crown Victoria. All of them are above 60,000 miles, but they're in pretty good shape. Actually, all in, I'd almost be tempted to say great shape. And the maintenance and repairs is not awful on them. The Dodge car we have, I think, is an 07. The station wagon looking car, maintenance has been outrageous on it. So it would be the one to be replaced. Kind of keeping on our schedule that we started way back on replacing the fleet. The bad thing is they only offer three vehicles on the state contract this year, four due to many lawsuits with the fuel cell and the backhoe. This was the last, well, last year was the last year that they could produce the Crown Victoria Police Pursuit model.
Yeah, you can't even order one right now, can you?
No, you cannot. The deadline to order one was February 25th, and there was no guarantee that you would get one.
So your options now are what?
You have the Chevrolet Impala, which is what we had before we built this fleet, and the Chevrolet Tahoe, and I'm sure y'all seen the state police and some of them. I was kind of leery of a SUV-type vehicle. From the feedback I've gotten from Baton Rouge City and State Police, and I think Orion has one, and Sheriff Elaine has one, that they've been pretty good vehicles. The repairs on them are very low, a lot like the Ford Crown Vicks. And as I said, we had the Chevy Impalas. And I know Eric can remember, and you may remember, Fish, the maintenance on those things were outrageous because they were front wheel drive and they were six cylinders, so from 0 to 50 to catch a speed or just tore them up, it stayed in the shop. And on top of that, if you put a bigger person in it, it just couldn't fit.
You mean like Ned or yourself?
Ned or myself would do fine.
So what's the price differential on the Tahoe versus Impala?
$3,000. On the state contract, the Chevy Impala is $19,336. The Crown Victoria, if we were able to get them, and what we pretty much paid for them, was $21,709. And the Chevy Tahoe is $24,793. So it's a difference in the Crown Vic from the Crown Vic about $3,100.
So what I'm not making the Crown Vic, the two officers, Impala and Tahoe?
The Impala and Tahoe. They even took Dodge off of the state contract. And I guess they had the Dodge Chargers on state contract as police pursuit vehicles, but there were a lot of complaints of the maintenance and the wear and tear on them, and them not old enough.
Right.
Okay, but what the question I have is, he says unit 25,000, lights 10,000.
lights.
If you're talking about a different kind of unit besides a crown, does that change those numbers at all?
It doesn't change them at all.
So you figured on that anyway?
Yes, yeah, they make lights that are compatible for each one of these cars, and they all run the same amount.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering if the numbers change.
No, it doesn't change.
We can buy a unit regardless, and just need to know if the numbers are right. Okay.
I think that was lights and camera system for 10.
I just looking at it, it was within the margin. It says unit 25,000, lights 10,000, printer 2,500.
In capital, yeah. 5 of that 10,000 is for the camera system.
Okay. Lights and camera.
Well, I'm certainly not, again, that I think picking the unit is, in my opinion, your decision, but I know we've had those impacts. I know they cost us a bunch. I think they were cheap cars, but we paid more than that in repairs, so.
That's
certainly, if you go with the Tahoe, I'm asking you, just can you watch it and say, hey, we're doing a lot better maintenance-wise? I mean, it's going to be a new car, so you're not going to pay as much, but I'm talking over the life of a vehicle, 4 or 5 years. We've got to have some idea what we're paying for maintenance costs.
We keep a log now on each car, everything that's done to each car. Anytime we go to the shop, we put a copy of that repair order in the folder for that car and do just that. And the Dodge has actually superseded some of the older Crown Victoria.
So we're going to auction it off? We're going to trade it in?
I kind of have mixed feelings on that right now. Thinking about keeping it for a little while for the reserves that come out, or for a spare car, possibly cutting back on usage. There shouldn't be no repairs to it. If we have to, something happens and we have to send some money into it for repairs, I'll be coming to ask you to surplus it so we can auction.
And the thing about an old car is you got to fix it before you can sell it. And so I'm not too much in favor of spare cars. That's insurance and all these other.
I would just simply ask if you could maybe see what they'll give you on a trade.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
But you can't trade with. You can't trade into.
You can on the state contract.
You can.
That's how we get on his vehicle.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I will, if the budget's approved, I'll talk to Jerry Lane.
I know they kind of got you, so they don't really give you a whole lot, but just see.
Yeah, we'll see if it's beneficial.
Okay. All right.
We'll get a little more than that auction anyway.
Okay. On the admin, I guess my question kind of geared at Joey on the projects, special projects drainage. Yeah. We're putting some money in there for some certain areas. Has the parish come to you with any, we've asked this several times, any long-term plan or short-term plan on the, we'll call it the Venzuel
no.
turn or?
No, the latest the plan is complete the cleaning of that ditch that goes off the parish canal. And then the engineer believes that Tonton Canal is big enough like it is, and that we really won't know if we should do anything with it until the project is completed and we've seen a few rains, just a significant rain. And there are...
It rained today, we didn't have a problem.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Didn't make it to the day.
So I guess that means it must be working. But anyway...
No, but I just wanted to...
No, we have not actually changed anything. Bob was asking before the meeting, and it's not even on the radar right now.
Hi, I want to talk to Jason. They got some other things they do, and do high water with relief pumps and sandbars on the northern end. So as soon as the water goes down, they should get back on this.
And they couldn't do it because of the high water?
Well, they chose not to because they had to put manpower and other things.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And they had to keep some outflows from these relief wells clean. But he thought end of June water goes down. If it stays dry like it is, and trust me, it is super dry back there. Come back the other day.
Yeah.
And they got... But they stopped. I mean, the bulk of what's going to affect the town of Brewer, they have not done. because they have not even made it to where our drainage is even hitting the clean spot, you know? And if they clean that canal, the depth they're talking about, you know, we have, it's going to really help. You know, the Tonton Canal is big. It's never been that big. It's the biggest it's ever been. It's the cleanest it's ever been. The bank is sloped better than it's ever been.
But to answer your question, I don't have any money in the budget to do anything like that at all.
No. And then they come in with those culverts.
A couple of culvert projects and then the general culvert
to
program.
To turn the Harry Laws, you know, into basically a flood basin. Retention slash detention pond. They're going to put bigger culverts where the water can hit the parish canal and actually flow across into the woods. And then when it comes down, it'll come back out of the woods. So that's going to add to the volume that the parish canal can handle tremendously as well. So I think it'll really help.
Then the last thing I wanted to mention is we're kind of in the early stages of possibly talking about upgrading the fence at the high school field, baseball field, but there's several people that need to be involved in this. We haven't gotten a hold of everybody at the same time. So, but I think we're talking about $7,000-$8,000 for that project, but we don't have a firm quote. So I'm just kind of bringing it up there for us to, I don't know if we want to try to put it in right now or added it later, or I mean, I'd rather put it in now, and if we don't use it, we don't
amend
do it.
Amend it later.
But, I mean,
that's fine.
Where is that fish? Where did I miss that?
It's not in there.
Oh, it's something that came up since it was. Just in the last week or so.
Yeah.
So we're going that miscellaneous project?
Yeah.
Yes, that's where I think it ought to go.
Yeah.
That's where that other playground equipment
right.
is?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think, 7?
I've got a question about...
Wait, let's not leave that yet.
Oh.
So we make it 40 instead of 33.
Yeah, it's been
I'd say 7. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, well, we, you know, it's a guess. It's a budget.
If we get other folks to commit to some monies, we can reduce that number down the road and an adjustment. I know we're going to get a promise of labor. And that's part of getting it done.
And what did the project consist of?
It's replacing the fence.
It's putting a metal fence, like a metal building, but if it's the outfield fence, would be a solid metal fence.
The fence on it is about 35 years old. It's rusted through.
Not the chain.
It's supposed to fall.
It would basically be replacing that chain.
Right, replacing.
But our quote is really based on being able to use the existing poles, so we're not...
The support.
What are you doing? Yeah.
The poles have got to be replaced.
Yeah, because some of those are rusted and broken. But it really makes the park look nice. I think Parkview has one.
Yeah.
It's...
Hadn't been there in a while. A lot of work been going on.
If we lived in North Louisiana, we'd be able to maybe get the state tournament here. But we don't live in North Louisiana.
That's one of the thoughts, potentially.
Or we could go see J.T. Curtis, and he might decree that we get it,
because
he runs the whole state anyway.
Put a bid in for those kind of tournaments in the future.
I'd like that. A question. I know I get shut down every time I talk about it.
No, I'm not interested in that.
You want to go stop sign?
I want to know why we can't approach Addis for some help on something like that.
Well, there's nothing.
Why is it why we can't approach? Responsibility.
It's not. You can approach him all you want.
It's always been a failure, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'll say this while the recorder's running.
Yeah.
Addis don't run that place like we run this place. See, this place right now, we got supposed to have 5 people plus the mayor talking about what we're going to do. Over there, there's only one person that talks about what's going to get done, and that's it. It's over with.
We've approached
him. He came up 30-some years ago where he had to call the bank to see if he could write a check to pay a bill, and Carol is very, very tight with all the money. He don't want to give money to anything like that. So I'm just telling you, that's a fact. And I don't think Carol would deny that either.
We live in a democracy, somewhat democracy.
But I don't worry about what Addis does or doesn't do. You know, I live in Brule, and we got nice things in Brule, and we we had to point to where the projects that we do are enhancing things tremendously. You know, 12, 15 years ago, we were maintaining and improving slowly, and it's just getting, you know, now the money we put, $5,000 or $6,000 or $10,000 goes so much to making a bigger project than what it used to. I know it doesn't seem like it because of the expenses of some things, but it's very much more noticeable because we don't have to, we're not fighting with all the culverts, or we're not mowing ditches. And we just got to do what's right in our town. And they hired another guy out there for the parish working there, if you go there, from the softball field through the track to the baseball field and even the practice field. There's people on it all the time. They have pruned all the oak trees out there. It's very nice to go out there and hang out. It's tremendous improvements are being made at a park that the majority of the older kids use. You know, we focus a lot on playground equipment and stuff in the back where after they're 12, 13, they're not really playing anymore. You know, and that's parish and town parks as well. And those kind of things make it huge for us as a town. Economic development. You know, you bring a tournament in with 8 or 10, 1,900 teams, they fill in Las Palmas. You know, they may go to another restaurant or they may stop at Danny's Pharmacy or they may shop at the dollar store. We getting all that money back. At $7,000, we getting that back after about 3 or 4 tournaments. Bottom line, we putting people in this town. And next thing you know, they buy a house here.
We had a girl's regionals.
Yeah,
it's huge. If you want to go to an out-of-town meet and express yourself, I will go with you and sit right next to you. I promise. And I'm not saying you.
I'm not at all against what Shane says or what y'all's done in the past, but I feel a certain responsibility to the citizens of Brutley that may not all agree on us supporting Brutley Recreation the way we do. That's all that I'm saying.
Well, that's your job.
And I tell you, a lot of people don't know this goes wrong.
Well, that's true. And,
you know, most people in the town of Brutley don't know that we contribute to Brutley High School and Brutley School. We're added some. Most of them don't.
Right.
Now, that's not our fault necessarily. That's because they don't participate and they don't mind. They don't know about it.
Or they have confidence in what we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of places with 2,500 people that have $1.4 million in the bank either. You know,
I'd like to keep it there myself.
Well, if you want to keep it there,
I'm
going to be making a presentation in a little while to show you how we can make money next year, but I don't think that's not what I think is the right thing to do, but that's
well, you know, the rest of the country, economically, the rest of the country is having problems with budgets. I'm real glad that we have the surplus we have.
But I'm not just picking on you. If you want to go to an out-of-town meet and express yourself, I will be happy to go with you. I'll sit right next to you.
I think
the question that, you know, the question asked in public, you know, it's never been asked in public.
Is everybody scared of Carol?
Huh?
Everybody's scared of Mr. Carroll.
I'm not afraid of Carroll, but I know what he's going to do. He's going to throw the legal.
Really belongs.
He's going to try to hide behind the law. He's going to try to put us on the hot seat.
But you can't do that with the public's money. You can't spend it.
He's going to play the legal card. That's what he's going to play.
For a public purpose with a cooperative endeavor, you can.
Yeah.
And that's what we have.
And I'm going to address one thing that you just said is for the high school. It's not for the high school. It's at the high school. Because during the summer, that becomes parish park. There's an agreement that's been in for I don't know how long that during the high school baseball season, that's Brutley High's park. But after that season is over, for the rest of the summer, that belongs to the parish. And the parish books tournaments and stuff.
And
it's a shared facility.
Brutley team goes and fills out a paper at the parish, and they get the park for the summer. It's all Brutley people.
Let's not try to justify what we're doing. The bottom line, and I'm not trying to. I'm going to tell you what my bottom line is. I don't know what everybody else's bottom line. My bottom line is, it has something to do with what Shane just said. We have the money to do it, and it improves the town of Brutley. It makes Brutley a better place to live and a better place to for everything. And I'm not going to Port Allen, I'm not going to Baton Rouge to tell them, hey, you should, your kids from Baton Rouge play here, so you should kick in some money for us to improve our town. The high school is inside the city limits, the ballpark is inside the city limits. I think for the overall good of the public, that we're doing the right thing. That's my personal opinion. I've felt that way from the beginning, and I haven't changed my mind a little bit. But I don't disagree that the question needs to be asked. Or I'll go to a meeting with you, you can sit next to me and I'll ask it.
Well, it's not just Addis. I mean, I mentioned Addis, but I mean, really, some of this is a surprise to me that we take care of some things for the schools. But I think most citizens, I mean, I understand we pay for a lot of the uniforms and things like
that. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's really nice when our employees do that sometimes.
Yeah.
And they use them year round.
Soccer, what else? Band.
USA wrestling.
Yeah, different things, all kinds of public things, sure. It's all for the benefit of the public.
And that's the main bruise, it's going wherever they can put those uniforms.
Leave me, I'm not against helping.
No, I don't think
as long as in this room will probably.
Yeah, no. But it appears on the surface to be unfair. And you have a choice, you being the public and us and everybody, we have a choice to make as to whether we're going to let that stop us from doing what we want to do, or we're going to do what we want to do and just say, heck with you. You know, if you don't want to participate, the hell with you. You know, it's like, I'm going to go to church on Sunday, but I ain't waiting to see if you approve whether I go to church on Sunday. I'm going to church on Sunday because it's the right thing to do. If you don't want to go, don't go. You know, but it's been, believe me, you're not the first person, and you won't be the last that it gets under your skin that this is not, it's just not right. But we have a choice. We can yield to that opinion and let that opinion decide how we spend our money or not. And then we...
Well, I'm not going to vote against this. Okay?
No, I understand.
But I'm going to tell you, when it comes to a school uniform, a band uniform, I was in the band for many years. I mean, is that a school board function, or is that a town of ruling function?
No, the SRO is a school board function. Everything is school board, but if you just wait for them to step forward, it won't happen. It won't happen. Band boosters, I mean, the band has been so embarrassing for so many years, and those poor people, they've been busting their ass, selling Cokes and all that bullshit for years, and finally they've gotten their organization right. They got a couple of good band directors. They've been making some money. They're getting all their uniforms, and the kids are participating. Where we used to have a dozen kids, now we have 40 and 50 kids, and they have real pride in what they're doing. You know, not everybody can throw a football and tackle somebody. You know, they're kids out there that it benefits them to be in the band. And you go, you know, I'm the number one advocate for that, and I wasn't in a band. I wish I had been, but I wasn't.
But not throwing money on people who's not out there making more than we'll be giving them.
That's correct.
You know?
And we're not cutting money from others.
Like that Jamie alluded to, that regional softball tournament we did about 3 or 4 years ago. We put up about $5,000 for that. It brought about 40 teams from out of state here, and they made $40,000.
I think the impact on the parish that they estimated was a couple hundred thousand on the
overall motel.
Yeah, we kept a couple of girls at our house. What was it? Joey kept some. I don't remember that.
Yeah, good experience. Enjoyed.
But there's another thing we didn't even talk about: girls softball at the high school. I mean, in between the high school and the middle school, the high school field, we put lights in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many years ago. Mm-hmm. And we've had several girls end up going to college. With scholarships, softball scholarships. We've got a kid right now at LC, Louisiana College, that played for Brule, Cole Prejean. So
freshman year in the conference.
So, I mean, does this do some good long term? I think it does.
You don't have to convince me anymore. I'm just saying that I would like for us all to remember that we're here for the citizens of Brule. That's all I'm saying.
My son is a citizen of Brule, and he plays recreation. Yeah. You know.
Okay.
Everybody with kids, the kids live in Brule.
Well, I think he's not saying that. I mean, I think he's for the project. It's just sad that we can't have Addis participate, but there's nothing we can do about
that. That's correct. Yeah.
I don't want to give up, I don't want to give up on that idea.
Mm-hmm. Just think if they did what we did, how much even better it would be. Right. It would be great. It would be unbelievable.
When we approached them on the thought of sharing the resource office, when we had just the one, I don't think the conversation lasted about 2 minutes, and it was dead duck in the water.
Going back, way back when it was
when
SRO was stolen.
Boy, I'd love it. I'd love
you
to.
You just about got me talked into it. I think we need to go to work. I might go to just stir it up. It's been kind of dull around here.
Well, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
I mean, you say it. Yeah. You know, you can't make them do it.
I'd like to know.
Look at the five council members, and they all go look white as a sheet.
Well, why can't all the council members and the mayor?
Because right now, you know what I've just gotten out of this conversation is that I'm not against any of this. Y'all in favor of it, and I'm not saying I'm not in favor. I just said that we should always remember that we should make sure that we take care of the things that we're supposed to take care of. I don't think the citizens of Berlin know about some of it. That's all. So, you said that, you know.
Yeah, well, there's a whole lot of people that have been beneficiaries of this when their kids were young.
Right, and they didn't know about it.
No, they didn't know about it. But you know, as long as Brule baseball existed, I mean, what used to be called Brule baseball, when the fields were right there by the Bayou Bistro and all that stuff. The town of Brule has been paying for the insurance premiums for kids that are now full-grown adults and might even have grandchildren. The town of Brule has been paying the baseball, the liability premium for all those years. And why? I mean, liability premium. I mean, what, you know, why would you pay that? Well, it's for the overall good of the organization. Because you had literally dozens and dozens of different parents and all that coaches and whatever they were, scraping and clawing to make sure they had enough money for the uniforms and whatever else. And that was just another expense that the town of Brule took care of. And it was for the overall good. And I guarantee there's a bunch of kids out there from Addis, they would come to tournaments and all that stuff, and they played on the field. Yeah. And the town of Addis never stepped up and said, oh, we'll pay some premiums or whatever, it's something else, you know. But all those people now are full-grown adults, they have their own kids and all that other stuff, and it turned out to be a good investment, in my opinion. I used to have, all my kids are grown, I used to, you know, when I moved to Brule, I didn't even know there was such a thing as paying for the liability. Mm-hmm. And when I got my kids were old enough, I started coaching, and I said, oh, look here, man, you mean the town of Brule pays for that? Well, that's
the most ironic thing of all is Carol Bourgeois coached youth basketball for a long time. And you know what the name of his team was? You know who the sponsor was?
Town of
Brule was the name of his team.
Yeah, that's right. In the KC.
All
the
kids.
I mean, talking about Catholic League.
Basketball. His name is the team of Town of Brule.
In the Catholic League.
He was a bad town.
We used to pay the entry fee for a Catholic before I came along.
Town of Brule was the name of his team.
That's right.
And all Addis kids on it.
and when I coached, my team was from Addis. It was the Addis something. I don't know what they called it. Anyway. All right. Okay. Anything else?
I want to talk about the sewer budget real quick. I want to ask you about the fence. On that, you put in here that the fence was like $13,000. We're doing the labor?
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah. So we're going to do the labor? Yeah.
Put the sewer fence around the whole pond?
The whole pond, that's right.
Do we have that much
time on our hands?
Yeah.
No, but it'll be done in phases, and then when it's really, really cold outside, we have more time. We don't have the sewer, we don't have the COVID program like we used to. We only dig for like a week or two, and you know, it's not going to be done like from start to finish, I don't think. Okay. And you start it and you just work your way around.
It's in pretty bad shape.
My only point in there is if you get squished for time, I guess, rather than trying to. That's Wayne's job, I'm sure.
Yeah, Wayne will handle that.
I'm just saying, but I'm sure, stuck.
I mean, I didn't ask him, and I really didn't think about it. I'm sure we're going to buy the material this year and stack it in the yard and use and take it as we use it. But I don't expect a completed fence, like start today and keep working until you finish. I just don't think that's right.
What kind of fence is it?
Yeah. Yeah, sort of.
They got that square.
But he's going to, what he's going to do is take the fence that we have down and clean a place so that he can get behind the fence and cut the grass so it actually looks like a fence. Right now, you look at it and you have a hard time even seeing the fence.
Yeah, with willow trees and
it's bad.
It's wood.
Yeah. There are alligators getting in through the.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, the varmints getting in and that'll stop.
Diego and that.
Alligator.
They had a bunch of them.
All right, what else?
That's all I got.
All right, anybody else? Chief, on the police supplies, in the note, in the comments, it says clothing allowance for the chief.
That was, I sent a suggestion of it, and I think we kind of talked about it a little bit yesterday. I kind of want to hear his thoughts on it. I've got to ask him about it. In most places, they give a clothing allowance to detectives, you know, police and the chief and assistant chief or whatever. That was an idea to cut down on questions and such things about purchases and to make it a lot more apparent. And I would love some input. It's a thought, it's not a definite, something that I definitely must have.
The thing that you sent me, didn't have the other towns and cities, what they do?
It did, Fitch, and I don't have it with me. I have it at the office.
Okay. Because I'll be honest with you, I looked at it, but I don't really remember what I saw.
And I forgot to get back with you on it to see.
So why don't you tell the council?
I don't remember the numbers.
Why don't you tell the council what kind of clothes you're talking about?
Dress clothes for court, uniform shirts.
Wait a second. We've already got money in there for uniforms already.
That's not for me.
Oh.
That's not for me. That would exclude me.
All right. Does it include shoes?
Yeah, it would include any dress shoes, police boots.
Well, how many dollars are we talking about?
That would be an amount for the council to set. And I'd send Fitch to other.
I'm talking about, I don't want to spring this on you, I don't expect an answer. Is that considered a salary increase?
Remember, I sent you that too. You have to turn in clothing receipts for that month.
No, you told me about it. You didn't send me to me.
Oh, okay.
So how many dollars are we talking about? I mean, it just says it has a number of 25,000, but it where's the
no, that's in
where's supplies. The yeah, I know, but that's where it's listed in supplies and on this spreadsheet.
It could be.
Look up.
It's not broken down.
Oh, it's not broken down on the worksheet. Okay.
It could be anything that if the council would like to see that way, whatever amount they would be.
No, but I guess what Joey's asking is, in the 25,000, is it 1,000? Is it 500? Is it 2,000?
I put in there for myself and Ned.
But. Is it already in there?
But it's not listed on the
worksheet. It would be out of that 25.
No, but it's not listed on the worksheet. How much of the 25,000 would be for that? It could be 24,000. It could be $1. You know, I mean,
No.
I mean, no, I know, but you know.
If it was myself and Ned, I would say $1,500.
Each?
No.
Total. Okay, $1,500.
And that was from pulling what the sheriff's office gives a detective for clothing allowance or the DA's office. What the Fort Allen chief gets, what the Addis chief gets, what the Plaquemine chief gets, that was just pulling from this local area.
So we're not looking at recurring amounts every month?
If Ned and I got a clothing allowance, there would be no uniform purchases whatsoever on the expense year.
Okay, but I'm not clear. Out of $1,500, how much it would be spent on uniforms and how much of it would be spent on clothes that one would look at and think that it's like the clothes you have on right now, private clothes or personal clothes?
I would buy some shirts like this.
No, I know. That's what I mean. You said some of it would be police uniforms or whatever you said.
The embroidered shirts I wear.
Yeah. Okay, well, what, out of the 1,500, how much of that would be, you know, estimated?
I didn't put that much thought into it because I never heard.
You need to understand the origin of the question, okay?
Correct.
If a requisition comes across for clothing and it says Joseph A. Bank, it's obviously not a police uniform. They don't make police uniforms. But if it comes across as Academy Sports, you could take that sport shirt and you could put a badge on it and make it a uniform. Right. So you have to know the difference, I think. Don't you? Am I the only one understanding this or asking this or don't understand? Because I'm going to tell you the next question is going to be why isn't there a clothing allowance for the mayor? That's my next question. So you know where I'm headed with this. See these shoes I got on right here?
I don't want to see them.
See these shoes right here?
That's some good looking shoes.
Red Wing shoes. They cost about $90, $80, something like that.
Dang.
I wear them every day to come to work. Every day. Not almost every day. I never wear tennis shoes here. I wear these shoes. Somebody will explain to me why I shouldn't be able to go buy my Red Wing shoes when these are old and it's, you know, it's considered part of my uniform. The town pays for this right here. This one right here. In fact, Debbie just ordered me 4 more shirts, but the town pays for these, but I put it in the budget for shirts, you know, for the clothing allowance. I mean, the clothing allowance, clothes that we buy at Bad Men for the, we buy the clerks their uniforms that they wear, and this is obviously something that I can only use for work. I can't go to, I mean, I don't go to church in it, you know, I guess I could, but. You know, if you're talking about a clothing allowance, I need to understand what the difference is between a police chief buying personal clothes and a mayor buying personal clothes. When I go to meetings, I go to funerals and all this other stuff to represent the town, I wear my suit. So when I go buy my next suit, when my wife makes me go buy a suit, then why wouldn't I pay for the suit with the town's nickel instead of my own nickel? I know my answer to that is. But I'm just in the context of a clothing allowance.
Well, and honestly, mayors, when I call around, mayors do get clothing allowance.
Well, that's what I mean. This is the
constant. You're asking for approximately the same value of clothing allowance that's given to the other people.
It's less.
Well, you need to do the same thing. Whatever.
That's the answer. But sounds like a salary increase to me.
Well, I wanted to ask Debbie, and I know you haven't done this, so maybe between now and Monday, next Monday, I'd be interested to know whatever the allowance is that the other people get, do they add that to their W-2?
The other people, as well as
other communities?
Chief of police, other mayors. So if they get an allowance, is it added to their W-2 as compensation? Because they're getting a benefit that the town is paying for.
I can help you a little bit with that.
It's not, it should be non-taxable.
Yes.
It's shown there with a letter code as an allowance.
If receipts are turned, and I think they made it now to where if you're not turning clothing receipts, you either have to give them back to the town or your tax money.
Right. That's what I understand. So that's what I'm saying, between now and Monday, can we get some more information?
The other question is if you do it as an allowance, does that mean you're going to automatically pay it? Or if you're doing it as a budget item against which bills can be paid on it, and once you get to that amount, then no more expenditures are made. That's a different thing. Now, if you're saying it's an allowance and you automatically pay the individual, i.e. the chief or whoever for it, then that should be taxable as a salary.
See, he's finally, I didn't say it myself, but you're hitting on exactly what's causing me the heartburn.
Understand?
If somebody goes to the store and buys some clothes, okay? Thing is paid for, and then a check pops up on my desk that says clothes. Now, the line item that's listed is police supplies. Now, is that personal clothes? Is that police uniform? If it says the police uniform shop, I got a good guess. But if it says something else, I don't know. So I want to know, as a mayor, when I'm signing for something, I want to know whether I'm signing for personal clothes that somebody's going to wear, or it's considered a uniform, whether it's a guy in maintenance, or it's somebody admin, or somebody in police department. When Debbie and him order their uniforms and all that stuff, I know exactly what they order. And they order the uniforms, it's got Town of Ruley written on it, they get a different color for each day. I know exactly, it's a budgeted item, I know exactly what's going on. But when I get something that's listed as police supplies, and it's just generally clothing, I don't get to see the clothing, I don't know what it looks like, it doesn't have any description.
Well, I wonder if we can find out exactly what is that is pulled out on or other towns do.
You talked to Fort Allen, right?
Yeah, I've got.
What does he get?
That's way up there.
What does he get?
$2,500, $3,000.
$2,500 clothing allowance. Is it paid in cash at the beginning of the year, and he just spends it like he wants?
Paid at the budget with a check made out to Fred Smith.
Fred Smith, okay, so he gets.
When I came from Blackman as a detective.
So it doesn't, if Fred spends it on something else and whatever, that's just, that's not their problem.
That used to be the case. Now you have to turn in with supersedes. When I was in Blackman as a detective, every November, every detective got $1,000 clothing. You had to turn in receipts, which was most, you weren't taxed on it. A lot of them used to go by Christmas program.
Well.
But they've changed it since then, where you have to turn in clothing.
Yeah.
I mean, receipts.
Let me do some.
Well, okay, but.
Look, I'm.
The point I'm trying to make is that we need to be, I want to be as mayor, and the guy who signs the check, I want this to be crystal clear what the criteria is if it's done, period. And the second thing is, I want to make sure everybody's answered all the questions that need to be asked about this thing. This is it going to be cash? Is it going to be, you have a charge account, or, you know, what exactly can and can't be bought? Is it personal clothes? Is it only uniforms? Exactly what are we talking about?
Well, the other thing is, depending on what the answer is, it may very well be something that cannot merely be accomplished by a budget appropriation, but that will necessitate an ordinance.
That's why I asked you if it was a salary increase or not. You didn't check in. I should have asked you that before. But, you know, I didn't even notice it until Fish asked that question. I'd forgotten totally about it. All right.
I'll do some checking.
Okay. Now, you got another? Go ahead. No, it's all right.
On special projects on roads, I think it might get typographical error, but how do you come up with what roads you have listed? You got Ory Drive, North LeBeau, and Elanga.
Okay.
Well, North LeBeau was just done maybe 2 years ago.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'll have to look. I mean, time go by fast, but I think it's 2 years, maybe three.
Okay, well, you might be right, but I don't know. But let me answer your question in general, okay? Years and years ago, well, even before we were here, the Town of Ruley established a policy where they overlay a certain number of roads every year so that you don't have a big wad of them to do all at one time. And as a result, your roads don't deteriorate significantly before you overlay it, which is, it's more preventative maintenance than anything. But after a few years here, a couple of years here, I put together one of these spreadsheets that has bars on it, and it shows which ones are the oldest roads. Now, sometimes some of these roads, we might pass them up for a year or two because they're in such good shape, but we generally try to stick with the one that's done the longest ago, we do it now. So these roads here are really not in all that bad a shape, frankly. I mean, but if we skip this year, then next year or the year after, they'll fall in with all the others that really do need it. So what I suggest is come to my office tomorrow, whenever you can, and I'll show you that.
Just done.
Well, and we can take it out of there. We can add somebody else in, or just take it out altogether. That's not working.
An oversight, too.
But, you know, you're right. I don't recall driving down North LeBeau and getting the feeling that I was on a bad road.
It was just done.
Look in there and see which make sure that we didn't have a.
Yeah, I'll come check it.
No, but I mean,
I thought it might be a typographical error.
In there.
No, I don't have a graph.
Yeah, Joey, in fact, I had written it down here, I missed it. The little graph you said?
Yeah.
Can we maybe get an updated one of those?
Yeah, oh yeah, I just updated it. In fact, we added all of the streets on in Orleans, I mean, in... In Brulio's, we added all those in there, huh?
It does, it says Ori Drive, North of Boat, anyway.
Okay, we'll look at it, but why don't you come see it, we might change that. Good question. What else? Fish was supposed to be last.
No, I like him being last.
Oh, I like him being last. Okay, well, let's quickly go through this. One item I want y'all to note on this budget is, on the very first page, it says surplus used in the new budget year, $284,100. What that means is that the town is taking $284,100 out of our savings in order to balance the budget this year. Debbie, I need my slides, Debbie.
Sorry.
Thank you. So what I did, I made some slides, and I want to go very quickly over this so that y'all can get an idea what we're talking about. Of the expenses that are listed before we made changes, the total expenses is $2,088,000. I divided it up using my own opinion into non-discretionary and discretionary. Non-discretionary is about $1.5 million, discretionary is about $600,000. Next slide. I broke that down, the non-discretionary. Non-discretionary means we gotta pay it regardless. It's a bill that's coming and we can't get out of it unless we do something drastic. Salaries is $709,000. Benefits is $378,000. That's health insurance and retirement and some others. Next slide. Services, which include janitorial, telephone, publishing, postage, utilities, animal control, vehicles, things like that. I didn't list them all, but it's $207,000. Next. Oh, no, no, supplies. Go back. Sorry, my bad. Supplies is $127,000. Office supplies, police supplies, maintenance supplies. And then insurance, just a little liability insurance costs $75,000 by itself. Next slide. Okay. Discretionary expenses, which means that if we chose to, we wouldn't have to do them. We don't have to do them. They can just go away. Road overlay is $320,000. Police and fire station is, it says 121, but it's really going to be 30,000 since the state's going to reimburse us 91 of it. Capital purchases is going to be 50,000, which includes a police car, some admin computers, police printers, security cameras, stuff like that. Drainage is 36,000, in which we might not even spend that because we put money in there for the COVID program and people might not even use it. Next. Training and convention is only 14,000. All other things that don't really, I couldn't categorize, playground equipment, Christmas decorations, community outreach, keep West Baton Rouge Parish beautiful, tree city, plaques, but you add all that stuff up, it's 44,000. Next page. So see, I would say all that stuff just to summarize. The non-discretionary is 72% and the discretionary is 28%. Next. But if you look at the percentages of what we actually spend in this town, 34% of it goes to salaries, 18% of it goes to benefits, 10% goes to services, 6% to supplies, 4% to insurance. That's of the total. It's the non-discretionary of the total, not non-discretionary, not a percentage of the non-discretionary, but a percentage of the total. Next page. Of the discretionary of the total budget, not just the discretionary stuff, 15% of every dollar we spend in this town is going to be for road overlay. Next is police and fire station, which is actually less than that, and capital purchases, other, drainage, and training. So if you want to get a budget this year that's going to take in as much as you spend by $100,000, all you got to do is eliminate road overlays. Everything else is really an insignificant item if you really get right down to it. Because all this other stuff, you know, like I said, the fire station is really going to be $30,000, which is going to be like, you know, like 1%. Capital is only 2%. Other is only 2%. Drainage is only 2%. Training and convention is only 1%. So I feel very strongly that a town is not a bank. If we have $1.4 million in the bank and we take $300,000 of it out to do something that in the long run will save us money. It's an investment that we need to make, and I believe this road overlay program is one of the smartest things this town has ever done. You look at the quality of our roads, and you look at how they hold up, and we rarely have a very, very much to repair. I think it's a good idea. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to look at Northern Road and maybe put it till next year. Well, we got to look at it in terms of what's going to come next year. And everything when you're dealing with the road overlays, one thing, you got these two big animals sitting out there called Live Oak and Eileen Street. You know, because they're so big, they only have one year. They're the only one that year. So you kind of got to, all these little small roads we have over here, you got to get a bunch of them and just try to keep ahead of the game. So we'll look at it. I mean, it's a good question, though. Anyway, that's all I have. That's my last slide.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, that's something else.
Okay, go back to the last one. You say police, fire station.
Yeah.
Okay, catch me up on that. I might be having a senior moment.
All right, well, let's go to the next slide.
The fire station's not...
Let's go to the next slide.
Okay.
All right. For the capital outlay item that we had up there, I want to summarize where we're at to make sure that everybody, these numbers get thrown around a lot and it's kind of hard to remember them. I don't remember unless I write them down. But the present estimate for the police and fire station, which included a real fire station and not just a couple of offices, was $2.7
million. Okay.
For that, the town's going to end up paying $200,000 in architect fees. The state is going to put up $150,000 of the architect fees. So the town share is going to be $50,000 just for the architect. Now, he said, note down there, it says, estimate likely to be reduced, thus reducing total architect fees, state share and town share.
Okay.
So if we re-estimate this thing, which we're getting with Tom Holden to start that process, and it goes down to $2 million instead of $2.7 million, then everything kind of goes down. But we're paying one quarter, they're paying three quarters. Next slide. Just this year, now only this year we're talking about, the architect total fee is going to be $121,000. The architect's state share is going to be $91,000, and the town share is going to be $30,000. Why is the architect fee so high this year? It's because this is the year where you do all the planning, prepare all the drawings, get the thing ready for bidding. After the thing is bid out, you know, they do a little bit of work and then they provide a certain amount of closeout and inspection and so on. So most of the architect fees are up front, and that's what you see right there. That's why there's a budget. I budgeted $91,000 for the town to spend, I budgeted $30,000 for the town to spend, which is, yeah, but the state's going to pick up the rest.
Being in the state in such a financial problem, there's all our I's dotted and everything.
Yeah, that's bag. Already in the bag. That's done. We've met with the guy, the project manager. That is a done deal. Okay. No doubt about it. This is coming for sure.
Are we back to police and fire station?
We're leaving the name as police and fire station, but we're going to sit down with Tom Holden and we're going to change the look of the fire part of it. Like it might be a couple of offices and whatever. But of course the fire department is going to resist that, but they're not putting up any money. I don't know what exactly they're bargaining. But that's not to be. It's always going to be named police and fire station for political reasons, and we don't want to change the name and confuse muddy the water up. We don't really need to. But the proportion of police is going to be much higher than fire, much higher in the cost breakdown. Okay. Any questions? Do I have another slide? I don't think so. Okay. Any questions? Comments? It's an open meeting. All right, anything else on the budget, any budget, town or sewer?
I just have one question. Chief, I was going to ask about the printers that you showed us with the ticket, but I see that's on one of these.
Yes, ma'am.
So is that going to be every officer's going to have one of those?
No, ma'am, we're going to have two that we got the whole ticket.
Okay.
One day shift, one night shift.
Okay,
we're on to the next item, investment report. It's in your package. Debbie, I don't know what to say. We're making a killing in Edward Jones at 3.1.
Until
Edward Jones. We're going
to get some more of that, though.
Yeah. It's a sad thing to say. You're making a killing at 3.1. Anyway.
Something.
Anybody, comments, questions? All right, next, personnel. That's even sadder than the rest, that's right.
Pleasant story.
Well, we have one employee whose last day before maternity leave was Thursday, and we have another employee who's a motorcycle rider who bit the dust on the interstate last week, and so she'll be out. Do we even know how long? 6 weeks?
She goes to the doctor on the 15th, so no leave until the 15th.
Five broken ribs, punctured lung.
Knee.
Whole side, right side of her body, road rash, the whole nine yards. So, what that means is Tanya Stovall, who is part-time, is going to have to work more hours. That's just the way it is. And we'll just have her even it out before the year's out, so she's not full-time and all that. She's okay with that.
And don't handle it with
Elaine's in Colorado.
She's not going to be back till October, man.
Yeah. She ain't coming back for this. But anyway, we just want to make y'all aware that we're going to have to be doing some. Debbie's doing everything now. She's paying the bills and payroll and harassing me and everything all at one time.
Doing good, yeah.
We don't have a choice. I mean, you know, it's not like there's a lot of choices in there. We even called Natasha to see if she was busy. You know, she's got a job, a real job. Yeah. Any questions or comments on that? Recreation, I don't know of anything. Police Committee, top three nuisance report.
All right, actually I have six more this week. I didn't do a spreadsheet.
Every month I ask you to do a spreadsheet.
It's been changing a lot lately.
All right.
I'll give you this.
Whatever.
Order Drive, 2100 Order Drive. We had a letter went out and came back after it was Mr. Thompson to see about doing a resolution to add a room. They didn't claim the letter. No.
Did we get a VIN and identify the owner?
Have a VIN. It's been out of the state computer for so long there is no owner information to come back. Yeah. But I do have a printout that's paying that. The second one I had was one the mayor actually talked about. He and I discussed to 1136 West Main, Victor Woods estate. The mayor and I talked about it. He's talking about working towards removing the house and all that stuff. So hopefully we'll take care of the grass and the other objects in the backyard when he does that.
But it needs to go in dual paths. One's the grass and one's the house. Because the house.
Correct.
Correct.
It's two separate issues, but hopefully it'll kind of take care of everything at once. So that one will be on here for a while, I'm sure. That is 1136 West Main. Number three is 630 East Main. We have a letter out to them right now. I haven't got a confirmation back whether or not they received it or if it's going to come back. That one is a vehicle at right next door to 1136.
West Main?
No, I'm sorry. 620 East Main is not a car. It's
that DeVille yard on the corner?
Correct. That's correct.
It's Mark Luke. St. Luke.
That's it. It's junk. It's not a vehicle. It's things dragging out the yard. Last time they got a letter, they took care of it. We revisited it.
The yellow house.
Number four is 1527 Allen Street. That's a vehicle. That's also a second visit to that place. I guess about 2 years ago we dealt with them and they put a plate on the vehicle and all that good stuff, but it's back to just sitting down. Letters out, have you got confirmation or the letter back yet? Number five is 526 Wing Street. That's actually two cars. That's our second visit to them. We went to them in 08. They came to the council for an appeal, got an extension of 30 days, I think, to move. one vehicle that was there, they moved it, now it's back, and an extra one. Same situation, letters out, we get it back sometime soon. If any of them come back between now and next Monday, I would hope they would come and do their appeal then, if they call. And then number six is 823 Green Street. This is also a second visit, one we dealt with a few years ago.
That's a trailer that has this car?
Residence. It's a vehicle, same vehicle, they had put a plate on it and had it running, and now it's back sitting with nothing on it again, so. And she's always wanted to deal with it, and I hadn't heard from her yet, so, and she's picked up her list.
You can personally do it.
So, yeah, we do something, it depends on who it is, because.
Just got to fill out the affidavit.
Yes, sir. Some of them may end up having to. The one I'm going to give with you on the resolution for is Order Drive, but the property owner is actually in off of Bush Road, comes back to Ty Guy's Properties LLC. And last time we dealt with that particular residence, it came back to another.
Well, just don't, yeah, don't get it with me.
Okay.
I don't have any knowledge based on it.
And Jamie, would you ride by that on River Road, about west, just ride by there, and I think a telephone call is going to take, it doesn't look like the type of vehicle that would be a.
We dealt with them on the issue that were parked across the sidewalk, and he was okay with it, I don't think there's still parking across it, but pretty.
But it's a white car, license plate.
Any questions or comments? Discuss resolution and cooperative endeavor between West Baton Rouge Parish and the town of Brule. Governmental affairs, my bad. Okay. Any governmental affairs? Good. All right. Other matters. Discuss the resolution cooperative endeavor between West Baton Rouge and town of Brule. I'm the one that asked y'all to table it. The wording now says basically, I guess we have it here somewhere.
Yeah, it's the one I handed out to you, the one that says walk-in cooler, trailer, not the other one. The other one was the one Parish originally gave us, but I've revised it.
So which one am I looking at?
Yeah, the one that says cooperative endeavor intergovernmental agreement on the top of it is the one you should have. The other one just discard.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the one. It now says the parish and town agree that the parish is not obligated to repair the walk-in cooler if the cost of repair is due to normal wear and tear and aging exceeds 50% of its current value. The parish agrees to repair the walk-in cooler if it is damaged by accident or vandalism while in the custody or possession of the parish, which really meets the intent of what we had. In other words, if they mess it up or use it or something, they fix it.
Yeah.
And if the thing just gets old over the years, they let it, you know, it's just costing us too much money, and it's worth less than half of the value, then just give it back to us and we'll get another one over with.
The last page of that is four pages of cooperative endeavor agreement, and then the fifth page, it's not numbered, is the resolution that will be as a vote on next week.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Name the West Side Journal as official journal. After careful study, Debbie has recommended to me, and I guess I concur, West Side Journal and one vote.
Yeah.
Appointed auditor for 2010-2011, Don DeVille does an excellent job for us. I'm going to recommend him, and so we hope to support that. Discuss resolution to adopt the citizen participation plan for the Louisiana Community Development Block Grant Program, and the next is discuss resolution to adopt the procurement policy Louisiana Community Development Block Grant Program. What those are two resolutions. If you remember when we were talking about derelict buildings, we're in pursuit of these grants so that we can help people that are destitute. The lady, the consultant, the lady who came over from Homa or wherever her office is, wrote us and said we really need to pass these two as part of procedural whatever. And she gave us the draft of it, and except for changing the name of Town Brewery and stuff like that. It's exactly what she said, so I'm gonna ask y'all to approve it next time. If you wanna know what they really say, we can give you that number. All right, mayor's report, census, that's done. The town of Brewley's, this town hall is 10 years old, and we've been having a lot of, I say a lot, we're starting to have more frequent air conditioning problems. Just telling you that so that if one day you see a bill for $400 or $500, we had to change a compressor. John Nelson came and said there might be some leakage up in the attic, blah, blah, blah. And the police department had, just go out at the same time the other day, so that thing is always the hills, so no telling how long, we need a new station. And the only activity I attended was a senior spirit luncheon in here. Ms. Bourgeois gave a nice presentation on the history of the schools in West Baptist Parish, it was very nice. Oh, Brewley's, my bad. And that's all I have. Remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
I have one thing to ask.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all were talking about what's in the town's best interest. How is it in the town's best interest to move our fire station?
We're not moving the fire station.
Well, this is staying open, but the fire trucks are going to Choctaw.
That's something you need, that as the mayor, I'm gonna tell you, you need to address the fire chief and the board. I mean, that's, they say, they're telling us, they being the fire chief and his assistant are telling us that it doesn't affect the rating.
It's gonna improve the rating.
And I can't refute that.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that, because I was told that, of course, I have to check this out myself, but I was told that it may affect our fire rating.
From what they said when I was here, that they don't even really...
They don't take credit for this one.
They don't need the station.
I just can't understand why we're moving it to Choctaw.
Well, it's already built. I mean, it's already built.
We have a fire station in Back Brewley.
Okay.
We have a fire station here. We have a fire station in Lindale. And we have a fire station in Choctaw. Now, how is it in town's best interest to have our trucks in Choctaw? If that building would have been for training or whatever.
We have a fire district meeting at 6:00 next Monday. I recommend you come and ask that same question. They'll be here. They'll be able to explain it. They'll be here. And that'll be one of the items that you can bring up.
I asked the same question. And the way they explained it to me was that when they draw these circles that they're going to cover from Choctaw and from Lindale, that we get the best coverage, and that also includes and improves our fire rate. The way they draw.
That's what they
said. And that's what we going by what they said. So I have no way of knowing that's not correct.
I've never participated in a fire rating. I don't know the criteria for it. I think one time I read one, but I didn't know what I was reading. And as far as I'm concerned, Mike Alamo's the fire chief, and that's his job, and that's what he's supposed to do. And I have to assume he knows what he's doing. And I don't have a problem. I mean, I understand your question, but I don't have the answer.
If that station is going to stay open over here and maintained like it's supposed to be,
it won't be. If I can't say with certainty, because we haven't talked to the architect yet and sat down and decided exactly what we're going to do. But the chances are that it will be a skeleton of what it is now. It will not be, in my view, it will not be a state. It will not be a place that looks like a fire station when we finish. If I read the tea leaves right. See, the fire district, got on board with the original grant application from the state. The capital outlay grant, which I just showed y'all, and because we started the process going, calling the police and fire station, and then at some point the fire department ran out of money, and during that discussion, it the question was asked and answered. If they have a lot of money to build the fire station on Choctaw, how would they be able to put their matching portion of the 25% matching portion of the police and fire station? At that point, the answer was that they don't have the money to put up their matching part, and besides, we don't need that station anymore because we actually get a better fire rating by having the one in Choctaw, which in turn led the mayor of Brulee, which is me, to say, well, if you're not going to pay for it and you really don't need it, then we're going to not use it. We're not going to have a fire station there at all. In which case, they quickly jumped up and said, oh, we didn't really mean that we didn't want a fire station at all. We meant that we don't need it for the rating. So that's where we stand right now, whereas we're going to sit down and see exactly what the station is going to look like. We think we know what the police station is going to look like, but we don't know what the fire station is going to look like. But in as much as the town of Brulee will be paying the bills, you know, it's going to be mostly a police station, in my opinion.
Being it's out to city limits, does that area back there pay taxes to,
yeah,
to support it?
Yeah, the fire district is much larger than the city. The fire district encompasses a very large area. Like basically from Bollier Lane all the way to Addis, I think, all the way to Addis City Limits. Is that where the district stops? Addis City Limits, and all the way back there. Yeah, it's got 7,000-8,000 people in it. It's much bigger than the town.
So we definitely have the grant.
We have the portion of the grant that is, I think they call it phase one, I'm not really sure, but it's the portion of the grant that allows for the preparation of the design and the bid documents. The next portion of the grant has to be appropriated by the legislature. The people in the Division of Administration who actually do the work on a daily basis, not the political people, but the actual workers, they are telling us, and I'll believe it when I see it, they're telling us that the fact that we've gotten the first phase of it means that we're going to get the other phases, the next phase of it, which is really the big money, the $2 million that we'll need to build the thing. We do not have that second phase in our hand or promised to us yet, officially voted on, whatever the term is. But we are told that they wouldn't have done the first phase unless they intended to give us the money for the second phase. That's why.
Well, things have changed.
But I know for certain that we have that $98,000, of which we're going to use 91 of it this year for the document preparation design. That's why I know for sure that we can sit down with the architect and for sure that we're going to get paid the portion that they're supposed to pay.
So the $25,000 that we've already given them, plus they don't have the other 25% to match. That means we'll have to come up with that too.
That's enormous.
Well, if the part of the building that we build out there, they're not putting up anything. They being the fire department, they're not putting up anything. Period. The town's government. So whether we call it a police, we're going to call it a police and fire station because that's what it was called from the beginning. We don't want to mess up the muddy up the water by changing the name. But it's yet to be decided how much of it's going to be police and how much is going to be fire.
So our police is going to move back there too?
No, here. The police station will be here.
Okay.
I'm pointing here.
She's confusing the two stations.
I'm talking about the one on Choctaw.
Okay, no, well then no, I misunderstood your question.
The grant was police. Be to do away with the station here, police and fire, and build a new police fire complex in the place of both of them.
Mm-hmm. Here, it always was here. Never was in Choctaw. Never, ever.
But they ran out of money and...
So that filtered.
And they said they don't need it.
Well, no, we're still going forward.
We're still going forward.
It's going to be, though, more...
Bottom line, is our fire trucks going to be from Choctaw?
Yes.
Bottom line.
That's the bottom line. That's right. There's no doubt about that. I don't think there's any doubt about it. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Does anybody hear it different than what I just summarized?
We just got to finish the one in Choctaw.
Huh?
We don't want to talk about that.
Well, did anybody, the summary that I gave in the story, did anybody hear it a different way?
No.
I want to know.
But I want to ask, when you say our fire trucks, what are you talking about?
The town of Brulee has the fire truck.
The town of Brulee doesn't have any fire trucks.
The town of Brulee's fire station that we know as we know it now. The
town of Brulee does not have a fire station.
The town of Brulee's fire station on St. Francis Street, where it says Town of Brulee Volunteer Fire Department.
Town of Brulee doesn't have a fire department.
playing with words.
I know what he's doing. The fire station that we have on St. Francis yes. Street that is in the town of Bruling.
Correct.
Is moving to Choctaw.
That's, yes.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
With the exception of possibly two, three offices.
It could be. We don't know. We don't know what's going to be left here. We're not sure. But at one time, we were told, don't worry about it. We don't need it. You know, and then the redefinition came in. Well, we didn't really mean that. We didn't mean, what we meant was we don't need it for the fire rating. So I was waiting for Wayne to get back home from vacation. We're going to schedule a meeting with Tom Holden. We're going to invite the police department. We're going to invite the fire department. And we're going to sit down and we're going to take out our little pencils and we're going to decide what this thing is going to look like. But in as much as the town is paying the bills, I think we probably have more say in it. So we're going to work it out, but I don't have an answer to that right now. But in my view, just common sense, and it hadn't been decided, and the council has to authorize it, and every fire board, which is the same people, have to authorize it. In my view, as I picture it now, it's not going to have bays, and it's not going to have apparatus for fighting fire. It's not to say that somebody wouldn't park that first out vehicle there, and you know, while they had the office, and run there to service a car wreck or something like that. I can't say that, but as you know it now, I don't envision anything looking like a fire station there. Maybe some offices and all that, but that's just me. Now, I'm not the guy who decides, but. That's the way I view it right now. But one thing I will be pushing for, it will be sooner rather than later before we get to this. Because I want this out in the public. I want this out in full view for the council members and everybody to see where this is going. Because it wasn't a pleasant conversation for me to walk up to Karen St. Germain and say, Karen, with all the activities happening or swirling around the fire department, I want you to know that the town of Bruley is now the only backer of this thing, and you can count on us. So I don't want to go back and eat crow again.
She really bent over backwards to help us go through the thing.
Yeah,
for a couple of years.
Without her, we'd be in trouble.
Getting it together. She kept our cemetery in check. Got him to do his part.
Anybody else? Remarks,
yeah,
person?
I have
yes,
one
sir.
Question.
What?
And you won't like it. Did I misunderstand about Tonton Canal that it is cleaner than it ever has been and wider than it ever has been? And the engineer says it will take care of our town's water drainage?
Okay. The surveyors, I'm going to try to explain it to you. Okay. The surveyors who surveyed it and compared it to its original shape confirmed that it is wider and it is larger than it was when it was built. That's
but
a
we
fact.
Got more, but we got more residents.
Just a second, okay. Carol. Okay, just a second. So the canal itself is larger. Okay. Now, what is going on right now? And Shane just went over that. Is that the place that the water goes, which is the parish canal, is being tremendously increased in size. If you hear tonight that I had that drawing and all that other stuff, and you know, showed where they were digging it out. What the engineers have told the parish, and I agree with their assessment, is that they will not be able to tell whether the Tonton Canal is the problem until the completion of the cleaning of the parish canal and we see how much water, how much it improves the flow in the overall system to get it away from where you live and everything else. Nobody has said that there's no possibility that we're ever going to do anything with the Tonton Canal. What has been said is that we're going to go one step at a time. And until the parish canal is cleaned out and we know exactly what we have, we're not going to go around widening and cleaning and all. You got to deal with Sinclair and, you know, they want to take more land on. We're not doing all that. The plan is to do it one step at a time. I believe as a person, just my own opinion, that the engineer is right. Until you clean the downstream canals, and they're going to have a tremendously more area to flow, until you clean this, you really don't know what you have. And Shane also mentioned that they're putting culverts downstream so that water that would normally, when it would normally rise and be trapped in the parish canal, will now be able to dump into the swamps and all that and act like a retention pond or, you know, a place to, just like the Margate Spillway is acting right now to the Mississippi River. So the answer is that there are no plans right now to do anything to the Tonton Canal, but that doesn't mean that that won't happen in the future. One step at a time. Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Think you live long enough?
No. He answered the question that I was looking for.
Yeah, but it physically is bigger than when it was originally built, which doesn't mean, I mean, they have a whole lot more houses. A lot of things have changed since it was originally built. So that doesn't mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that no matter what, it's staying like it is. I don't think anybody, if the very first time last July we had the meetings at the cafeteria and all that stuff, I personally said, and I'm going to stick by that, we're not going to tell people what they want to hear and band-aid it. We're going to go one step at a time and try to do everything. And PB&M, we've already put in a bunch of drainage and cleaned out this and under the highway and all that stuff, one step at a time. You hire people who can look at the big picture of not just in Brule, but all over the whole parish, and they'll tell you, this is where I think you get the most bang for your buck. And that's what we're going with. And if we get a big, big rain and the parish canal is cleaned out and we're still having problems here, then we go to step B or C or whatever step we're on. That's where we're at. That's where
I'm at. Mr. Carroll,
I know that y'all doing your best. But whenever you look at the big picture and you see so much of our tax money being spent to help relieve other people's problems, and ours stays the same, and you kind of say, now, wait.
Well, let me ask you, when tax money is being spent right now to clean out the parish canal 5 miles from your house, is that money that's being spent on you or is it being spent on somebody else? In my opinion, it's being spent on me. Because it is getting water out of Brule, and it may take a while to get where you can see it, but in my opinion, that's where it's been spent, the right place. And you can have a difference of opinion. I'm not telling you that I know for sure that I'm right, but I'm telling you that's my opinion, and I believe that.
I wanted to say something. I probably don't have the names right, but I know Gordon Abear one time came talk to me when there were some kids playing in the Tonton Canal. He got all mad at him. But he said his daddy originally gave 5 feet of width for the Tonton Canal, and I don't know how long ago that was. It was probably a long, long time ago. But then they increased it to 10, and that almost created a war because he was going from 5 to 10 feet. Now, go to the end of our street and look how wide that thing is. That thing is way more than 10 foot wide at the top. So that's where that thing started, was 5 and then 10, and I look at it now. So the comment made that the Tonton Canal is bigger than it's ever been, it has to be bigger than it's ever been.
No, I don't deny that, but we're taking care of 3 times the amount of water. But I'm not talking just for care. I'm talking for everybody.
Well, and believe me, I understand. Right now, I'm repairing one of my rooms in my house, and it has rotten baseboards in it, and it's from water that has backed up from the Tonton Canal that's gotten in my house. So
it's grown a lot of it. That thing's 3 times the size it used to be. Parallel to the line.
We just have to wait. I know Joey will do his best because, I'm going to explain why I'm saying that. When we start with the ditch, you helped me out with the ditch. UMPB says, Carol, if we're wrong, we're going to come back and redo it the right way. And y'all did. Soon as it dried up enough, y'all came and did it correctly. And it helped a lot. We'll just have to wait. But it's kind of hard, you know, to sit and wait.
It's not an easy, this way.
No.
Anybody else? All right. I'm going to ask Jamie, and I want to ask everybody else. Is everything that you want to spend this year in this budget? In this budget, okay. We got next week to change.
Sewer budget?
No, this is the general fund and sewer budget.
I just saw it.
You could read sewer, but you could read it.
Well, I saw it sewer. I didn't see the general.
Yeah. They're both in the same book. But, okay. Because the worksheets are in here, and they're the ones that describe everything that we're going to buy. So when we have a line item that's called supplies, we need to be sure that we understand what's in supplies.
Yeah, I would like to say, like, my police supplies used to be in about 8 different lines. Now, we changed it. I mean, it made it easier for the girl.
No, that's bullshit.
No. I didn't change it. I don't have the know-how.
No.
Where the hell did it change?
No, it's okay. I got all the budgets since I became mayor. You come back and look at them all.
Well, they had a line item that was called police uniforms. They had a line item for every mental.
All you got to do is list uniforms on the worksheet. Uniforms, whatever you got in supplies, you list them on the side. Wayne's got one that's got like 30 different things listed on it.
I understand that, but when they tell me that we don't have that line item no more, we're putting it all in the police supplies.
Well,
I can't change that.
No, okay, excuse me. On the worksheets, it's supposed to tell you, it's supposed to tell the town what you're buying. Okay? Worksheets are handed out a month or two ahead of time for you to fill it all out. My question is, and I'm telling you, and I'm telling everybody on the council, and everybody in the administration, and I already told Wayne the maintenance today, be sure that what you have, that what you want to spend this year is in that budget. Okay? It'll become more obvious why I'm saying that very soon. Okay? Quite understanding. All right. Announcements. Special fire meeting on June 13th at 6 a.m. 6 p.m. My bad. 6 p.m. Yeah, I think you're here.
On meeting.
Yeah. Town hall will be closed July 4th, Independence Day. And the committee meeting scheduled for July 4th have been changed to July the 5th because July 4th is a Monday. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Abraham. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.